希望弟兄姐妹在这个教会有参与服事的机会可以来操练来成长。
In this church, we hope that each of us, each of the members can serve and take part.
好，在今天的社会当中，家庭关系不和谐的问题越来越普遍，也越来越严重。
In today's society, family discord is becoming more and more common.
照道理说，这些事情我们看多了，应该是习以为常，就麻痹，没有感觉。
We see these types of problems a lot and become used to it. We become numb to it.
但是每当有我认识的人家庭不和谐，我都很难过。
But whenever I see a family in discord, I feel very sad.
因为我相信我知道可以解。无论是夫妻关系或者是家庭关系，都不只是有可能改善。而且还有可能后来好到一个程度，带给家里每一个人都极大的满足和享受。因为我知道这样的福气是每个人真的都有可能得到的。同样的，看到有一些人已经选择接受基督徒的身份，但是与神的关系却长久的冷淡、疏远，甚至好像中断了一般。我也觉得非常非常的可惜。在所有的人际关系当中，婚姻家庭关系是影响我们最深、时间也最长的。如果关系美好，真的是可以带来长久的满足和喜乐。在这个世上也的的确确有一些家庭实实在在过着令人羡慕的生活。那而在人际关系之上，人与神的关系如果也是美好和谐，那所带来的祝福也是更加的大。那个祝福就可以涵盖婚姻家庭还有很多很多的层面，而且影响深远。所以今年上半年我们主日信息的主题是享受敬虔之福。我希望能够和弟兄姐妹们一起努力来追求一个真正敬虔的生活。好让我们在未来的年日当中能够更多享受到敬虔所带来的福分。我们今天读的诗篇是128篇。这首诗很短，只有六节。有许多牧师会用这段经文来主持婚礼。马丁路德也称这首诗是婚姻之歌，或者是婚姻的祷告。那的确，这一篇诗告诉了我们如何有一个蒙福的家庭。但它的重点不只是在这里。那今天早上我会和大家一起从三方面来看这首诗的内容。我们先看第一节。第一节讲的是蒙福之道。
In verse one, it talks about the blessed way.
或者说具体一点，它讲的是蒙福之人所必须具备的特质。
It talks about the special characteristics that a blessed person needs.
在圣经当中有相当多的经文都有变为有福或者有福了这么一句话。
In the Bible, there are plenty of Bible verses that say blessed is, blessed are, or praise is like that.
比如说新约马太福音第五章所记载耶稣讲的八福。
For example, in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 5 records Jesus' Beatitude.
还有许多、人都所熟悉的诗篇第一篇一到三节。
Also, many people are familiar with Psalm 1 verses 1 to 3.
让我们先同声用中文念一遍，等一下再同声用英文念一遍这三节。
Let's read the Chinese together out loud, and then we'll read the English as well.
好，中文，请。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺。 OK, English. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. 那这些经文其实不少。
These verses are not few.
连启示录里面都有很多的句子。
Even Revelation has many of them.
非常值得一读，好好的研究。
They're really important and worth reading.
那这些句子在圣经中关于有福的教导实在是太值得注意了。
You should really pay special attention to these verses promising
blessing. 那有一个英文字 Beatitude 就成为特别指这方面圣经教导的专有名词。
There's a special English word, Beatitude, that describes these blessed
people. 那 Beatitude 的字根是从拉丁文的 Beatus, 意思就是幸福快乐。
Beatitude's word of origin is the Latin word beatus, which means well-being or happiness.
那大家可以注意到这些 beatitude 的句子，中文圣经都是把有福了或者是变为有福放在后面，而英文的 blessed is 或者 blessed are 都是放在句子的最前面。
Note, in the Chinese, the blessing is at the end of the phrase, while in the English, the blessing is in the beginning of the phrase.
那原文是跟英文一样放在最前面。中文如果照原文直翻的话，会是说有福的人是怎样怎样怎样怎样的。
If the Chinese put it at the beginning, it would be okay, but,
这样翻，但是也当然也可以，但是会比较不顺。
But it wouldn't be as smooth.
那句子长一点的话，也会变得很不清楚，所以把它放在后面。
If it's really long, it would be confusing.
那诗篇128篇在一开始就用一句强而有力的话来讲出整篇诗的重点所在。
Psalm 128 starts a powerful verse that summarizes the main message of the psalm.
什么样的人会是有福的呢？
What kind of person is blessed?
他提出两点。
There are two points.
第一是敬畏神。
First is to fear God.
第二是遵行他的道。
The second is to walk in.
敬畏神是内心当中对神的基本态度。
The fear of the Lord is a heart attitude towards God.
遵行他的道是外在的具体表现。
Walking with the Lord is an expression of his heart attitude.
这两者当然是密不可分，缺一不可。
These two cannot be separated. One cannot do without the other.
有的人自认为很敬畏神，却没有遵行神的道的具体表现。那就不是真的。
Some people think they fear God, but they don't obey God's word. This is not real fear of God.
也有人在人眼前很有遵行神的道的样子，但是心里面却不真正敬畏神，那也是自欺欺人，不是真的。
Other people appear to obey God's word, but their heart is not truly fear God. They deceive themselves. This is not real.
在这边圣经说蒙福的人必须两方面的特质都具备，也就是表里合一。
This passage shows that blessed people must have both characteristics, the inward and outward presence. person must be in agreement.
去年11月的第一个周末，在洛杉矶有一个盛大的庆祝活动。
Last year, in the first weekend of November, there was a grand celebration for the 70th birthday.
是为一位蒙受多人敬爱的牧师过70岁的生日。那因为我是蒙这位牧师曾经特别爱心栽培的传道人，所以活动的主办者原本一直希望我飞去租赁两堂聚会当中的其中一堂。但是那个周末我早已经排好我们教会当中的许多的服事，所以就很抱歉的推迟了。但是在年底，我的这位恩师他把庆祝他生日所出的一本书寄来给我。我兴致浓浓的，一天就把它全部看完了。那其中让我最感动的是看他自己的家人怎么写他，包括他的妻子、女儿、儿子、媳妇，还有他七个都已经中年以上的弟弟妹妹。
Including his wife, daughter, son, daughter-in-law, and his seven adult siblings.
从这些见证可以看到，这些与他最亲近的人都看到他对神的敬畏是何等的真诚。
From these testimonies, the people closest to him could see his fear of God was truly sincere.
从他年轻的时候到他年老的今天都表里如一。
From his youth to this day of his old age, his outward appearance and inward heart have always been in agreement.
那这位牧师表里如一的见证就深深影响他周围的每一个人。
The agreement of this pastor's heart and outward love for God had a deep impact on every person around him.
让认识他的人都被激励得更追求爱主。
It encouraged others to pursue and love God.
在这节里面请大家注意，遵行他的道意思不是只是消极的遵守律法，不去触犯一些规条。而是积极的走在主的道路上。这真的是需要一个更积极的态度。有心去清楚明白神的旨意。你在乎讨神的喜悦，你渴望渴慕得着与神同行那最大的祝福。我想我们可以用一个很简单的问题来帮助自己省察对神的敬畏有多少。你现在的心态是希望神一路跟着你走，帮助你去得着你想要的，还是你与神的关系已经长大成熟到一个地步，你已经变得甘心乐意来跟着他走。
Right now, does your attitude ask God to walk with you on your path and help you achieve what you want? Or has your relationship with God matured such that your heart's desire is to walk with God on his path?
我们有哪个人不想更多的蒙神的祝福？
Do any of us not want to be blessed by God?
其实神也希望我们人人都更多的蒙福。
Actually, God also wants us to be blessed.
但是我们很多人所采取的途径是要求神来跟我们走。
But a lot of people choose to ask God to walk with us.
我们自己不太愿意跟他走。
We're not willing to walk with him.
我们这样子的态度来走人生道路，最后会蒙受最大的祝福吗？
We don't do this, will we receive God's greatest blessing?
所以诗篇128篇给我们第一个提醒，最大的提醒就在这里。
Psalm 128's first warning is right here.
我们再往下看。
Let's look further on.
好，第一节开宗明义的讲出蒙福之道是敬畏神。
Beginning of the first verse promises to bless all who fear the Lord.
第四节又用加强的语气说，看啊，敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。
Verse 4 emphasizes this with, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord.
怎么样的蒙福呢？
What kind of blessing?
就是夹在第一节和第四节之间的那两节经文。
It's in the two verses between verses 1 and 4.
好，值得我们注意的是，二三两节的经文所描述的，都是日常生活当中很平凡的事。
It's worth noting that the blessings in verse 2 and 3 are just descriptions of daily life.
想看看，如果告诉你，你凡是你梦想的，哇，最有福的人生是什么样，都一定会实现，那你梦想的会是什么？
What if I gave the opportunity to live the most blessed life of your dream? What would it be like?
是数不尽的金银财宝。
Would it be unlimited riches?
是尽情享用的山珍海味。
Would it be the most delicious food?
是有成群的仆人使女伺候你。
Or would you have many servants waiting on you?
不要觉得这些想法很荒唐。
Don't think these dreams are ridiculous.
今天社会当中许许多多人的确做着这样的梦。
Today, a lot of people are actually dreaming this kind of dream.
也确实在积极追求这种梦想的实现。
And are pursuing them in real life.
但是我们看看诗篇128篇23节所描述的福。
But let's look at the blessings in Psalm 128 verses 2 and 3.
跟一般人做的那些美梦，那些福差得很远。
Blessings seem to be very different from the average person's dream.
没有金银财宝。
There are no riches.
生活照常需要劳碌。
They need to have labor like usual.
没提到山珍海味。
It doesn't mention delicious food.
看起来吃的跟平常人没什么差别。
They eat the same food as everyone else.
很可惜的，也没有三妻六妾，或成千仆人伺候。
Great pity there's not lots of wives and concubines or servants.
只有一个妻子，加上一些儿女，仍然需要劳碌的生活，会是福吗？天天吃家常菜，也只有一个老婆的生活，算得上是有福吗？我没讲完哈，所以要听后面的。我相信每个人静下心来多花点时间想一想，就会明白为什么这的确可以是一个有福的生活。
I believe if we spend some time considering this life, we can understand why this is actually very blessed.
世界上有很多人整天拼命的劳碌，却没有好的心情来享受。
In our world, there are a lot of people who labor very hard, but aren't happy.
还有一些人虽然完全不需要劳碌，就有的吃。却不快乐。
And there are a lot of others who don't have to labor at all to eat, but they still aren't happy.
劳碌之后可以吃得到自己劳碌带来的成果，其实是很大的祝福，很大的满足。
Eating the fruits of your own labor brings you a great blessing and it's great satisfaction.
只要看看我们教会里面几位弟兄就可以了。
If you just look at some of the brothers in our church,
他们平常每天已经上班上一整天了。
They go to work all day.
下班之后还会选择去种菜。
But when they come home, they choose to plant vegetables.
是市面上买不到那些菜，或者他们没钱买菜吗？当然不是啊。
Is it because the market doesn't have these, or because they don't have any money to buy these?
是因为自己流汗花心血所种的菜，收成之后吃起来的满足感特别大。
Because eating the harvest of your own sweat and labor brings great satisfaction.
可以有这种满足感是一个福气。
Having this kind of satisfaction is a blessing.
我们教会还有好多弟兄姐妹会做各样的点心。
There's many other brothers and sisters in our church who can make all kinds of delicious food.
好多人会做牛肉干。
Some can make beef jerky.
好几位会做月饼。
Or mooncake.
不管做的过程要花多少时间，耗多少力气。
But it doesn't matter how much time or effort they spend on this.
后来吃到自己的劳碌成果，还跟别人分享，那真是满足，比买市面上来的是开心多了。
Eating the fruits of their labor or sharing it with others is a real satisfaction, greater than anything you can buy in the market.
我们教会许多弟兄姐妹对科研是真的有兴趣。
A lot of the people in our church have interest towards scientific research.
虽然做科研不容易，很辛苦的。
Even though research is not easy, it takes a lot of hard work.
常常会有挫折。
Challenges.
但是实验做出来，尝到自己劳碌得来的结果，真是满足。
But producing results from one's own hard labor brings real satisfaction.
第三节所提到的养儿育女其实也是一样。
The parenting in verse 3 is actually the same.
无论是孩子出生之前的怀孕期间，孩子出生的这个生产过程，或者孩子出生之后的养育和教育，都是一段一段的劳碌。
Whether it's pregnancy or labor or raising children, each of these is a phase of hard labor.
但是最后得享劳碌的成果，那就是福气。
But in the end, the fruit of the labor is true blessing.
诗篇128篇在讲到敬畏神所带来的福气的时候，完全不提那些光彩灿烂、让人眼花缭乱的事。
When Psalm 128 talks about the blessings of fearing God, it never mentions the glamorous lifestyle that blinds or confuses.
他只提日常生活当中最最平凡的事。
It only mentions the ordinary parts of daily life.
因为能够在这些平凡事上经历神祝福的人，就是最蒙福的人。
Because people who are able to experience God's blessings in the ordinary things truly are blessed.
这些福看起来平凡，很多人没享受到。
Many people have never enjoyed this kind of blessing.
你如果能够享受到，你就已经很有福了。
If you can enjoy these, then you already are very blessed.
前不久有一次，有人在聊天的时候问我和我的太太，哎呀，你们夫妻关系怎么样？
Not long ago, someone asked me and my wife how our marriage is.
当时我看看我太太。
At that moment, I looked at my wife.
我口中很自然就说出我觉得我们很幸运。
And my natural response was, I feel like we are very lucky.
因为我们的日子很单纯。
Our life is very simple.
我说幸运，是因为我们两个人都知道，这一切真的都必须感谢神的恩典。
I say lucky because we both know that everything we have is all thanks to God's grace.
虽然我今天能够用讲道理的方式啊，讲很多夫妻相处之道。
Even though I can preach about many parts of a healthy marriage,
有一些大大小小的事情，我们自己实际做了之后，也的确有一些心得可以分享。
And there are some big and small things where we've gained insight from our experiences.
但是我和我的好太太都知道，如果我们两个人没有信主
，My wife and I both know that if we did not believe in God,
如果不是神在过去这几十年当中一点一点的改变我们。
If God did not change us little by little over the past few decades,
而且一路引导我们
and lead us on His path,
我们两个人的关系绝对不会像今天这样好。
Our relationship would definitely not be what it is today.
而且讲真的，我和我太太两个人最近几年真的好几次彼此对问。
Frankly, my wife and I have asked ourselves several times in the past few years,
为什么我们这么有福气？
Why are we so blessed?
你知道，能感觉到自己很幸福，那本身就是一件很幸福的事。
Really, being able to realize how blessed you are is truly a blessing in itself.
我也提到，我觉得我们的日子很单纯。
I also said we live a simple life.
因为我们两个人都为一件事情很感恩。
Because we have one thing to be thankful for.
就是神改变了我们的想法。
It's that God changed our thinking.
让我们两个人都不太在乎一般人很羡慕、很想要得的各式各样的东西。
God allowed us not to covet or envy what others have.
在生活当中学习听神的。
Listening to God's word.
你跟着神的引导走，你就真的可以把日子变得单纯的多。
And following God's path truly simplifies your life.
日子单纯了，就容易在最平凡的事情上享福。
When life is simple, it is very easy to enjoy the blessings of ordinary life.
当然我们自己要努力改进的地方还很多。
But we still have a lot of areas to improve.
但是我们相信也经历到，这的确是一个最最蒙福之道。
But we believe and we have experienced that this is the most blessed path.
所以我们非常希望和所有弟兄姐妹，我们彼此激励，我们一同来走这条天路。
That's why we hope to encourage our brothers and sisters to walk together with us on this heavenly path.
这就带进了诗篇128篇的第三个重点。
This brings us to the third main point in Psalm 128.
就是个人的蒙福与群体的蒙福是息息相关的。
An individual's blessings and the community's blessings are interrelated.
在第五节和第六节里面出现三个专有名词。
In verses 5 and 6, three big names come up.
一个是锡安，就是圣殿所在的锡安山。
The first is Zion, which is the mountain where God's sanctuary resides.
一个是耶路撒冷，就是圣殿所在的耶路撒冷城。
The second is Jerusalem, which is the city where God's sanctuary resides.
一个是以色列，就是神的子民的总称。
And the third is Israel, which is the name of God's people.
这边用这三个词来说明说，当一整群神的子民一同蒙神祝福的时候，才是每一个个人能够蒙受最大祝福的时候。
These two verses use these three names to explain that when the whole group of God's people is blessed, each person can also receive the greatest blessing individually.
那应用到今天的我们身上。
When we apply these lessons to our church today,
从小处来说，这就是团契和教会的重要。
On the small scale, this emphasizes our fellowships and our church.
从大处来说，就是我们与普世众教会连结，同心荣耀神，传扬神的福音。
And on the large scale, it's also very important that the believers unite with the worldwide churches to glorify God's name and proclaim the gospel together.
所以我们要更多经历敬虔所带来的福分，每个人都需要有其他弟兄姐妹来帮助我们过敬虔的生活。
In order to enjoy the blessings of the Lord, each of us needs the help from other brothers and sisters to live the God-fearing life.
我们要积极参与属灵的建造。
And we need to actively participate in our fellowships.
让我们所参加的团契更加的健壮成熟。
So that they can become more spiritually robust and mature.
我们也要允许我们所属的团契在我们的身上来做建造的工作。
And we also need to allow our fellowships to help each one of us in our spiritual growth to become more robust and mature.
或者说我们要参与锡安的建造，也要允许锡安来建造我们。
We need to let the fellowship work with us.
我每一次去参加各个团契祷告会的时候，心中都很感恩。
Every time I attend an individual fellowship's prayer meeting, I'm really thankful.
因为常常在祷告会当中听到弟兄姐妹真诚的分享他们自己遇到的一些挣扎。
Because I often hear brothers and sisters really sharing their own personal struggles.
他们说到他们遇到挣扎的时候，团契里面的弟兄姐妹怎么样帮助他们。
And I also see their fellow believers help them.
也许是安慰，
including comforting them.
也许是鼓励，
encouraging them.
也许是劝勉，
advising them.
也许是责备，
and rebuking them.
这样子一个真诚的彼此相交，是在教会之外很难看得到的。
This kind of sincere, caring relationship is very hard to find outside of the church.
你想看看，在你长大成人、学校毕业之后，谁还跟你经常谈话的时候这么真诚、这么深呢？
Think about after you grew up and graduated from school, who is still often talking to you so sincerely or deeply?
在你周围常常跟你讲话的人，跟你谈的都是一些什么事？
Or what are the people around you usually talking about?
想必谈的都是一些外在的事。
Most conversations are about external things.
不太会牵涉到你内心真正挂虑之事。
They don't concern the worries of your heart.
更不会触及你在自己是一个什么样的人，这样的事上有什么需要调整改进的地方。
And they don't concern what kind of person you are or what kind of improvements you need.
谁会关心你的家中关系是否和谐？
Who is caring if your family relationship is peaceful?
谁会注意到你工作过度压力太大？
Who is paying attention to your overwork or stress?
谁会提醒你要小心照顾身体的健康？
Who reminds you to take care of your health?
谁会用神的话语来鼓励你？
Who will encourage you with God's word?
谁会为你祷告，和你一起祷告？
Who is praying for you and with you?
在团契当中，其他弟兄姐妹和我们一样，都是一点都不完全的人。
Other brothers and sisters in our fellowships are the same as us. We are all imperfect people.
每个人也都有各自的缺点以及正在面对的难处。
Everyone has their own weaknesses and is facing challenges.
但是这些不完全的弟兄姐妹正是神为我们预备的一个宝贵的资产。
But other believers are a precious resource that God has provided for us.
和他们在主里面有深入的相交，会大大提高我们的机会来成为一个真正敬虔的人。
When we have a close fellowship with them in the Lord, we will have a better chance to live a godly life.
我记得十几年前，我在洛杉矶被案例为牧师的那一天，我心中有很深的感受。
I still remember on the day, 10 some years ago, when I was ordained in Los Angeles, I was really moved.
我当然非常感激当时按手在我身上的几位牧师和传道人。
I was very grateful to receive ordination from the men who laid hands on me.
因为他们好几位都曾经花了很多年的功夫主动积极地栽培我，一步一步引我成长。
Because many of them had already spent many years mentoring me, building me up, and leading me step by step.
但是当我在面对来自好几间教会许许多的弟兄姐妹的时候，心中更是充满感恩。
When I saw brothers and sisters from many other churches come, I was even more full of gratitude.
因为我知道是这些人在我成长的过程当中扮演一个非常重要的角色。
Because I knew that these brothers and sisters had played a very important role in my growth.
他们曾经跟我在同一个团契里面侍奉多年，和我彼此深入的相交。
When they were together with me serving and fellowshipping for many years.
他们清楚知道我很多的缺点。
They clearly knew my weaknesses.
他们也很不幸的亲身领教过我让人受不了的地方。
They experienced the parts where I can be too much for others.
他们亲眼看过我出的错，遇到的过麻烦。
With their own eyes, they saw my mistakes, my troubled circumstances.
有些人还在我和我太太吵架之后，曾经帮忙调解。
And they even helped me reconcile with my wife after we fought.
那这些人都曾经为我祷告，与我一起祷告。
These people prayed for me, and they prayed with me.
曾经安慰过我
，comforted me.
曾经劝过我
，advised me.
曾经纠正过我
，corrected me.
而且同时以真诚的心来接纳我。
And at the same time, accepted me with all their heart.
所以在我被按立为牧师的那一天，我知道那个典礼所见证的不是神在我一个人身上的工作。
So on that day, when I received the ordination to become a pastor, I knew that it was a testimony not only to God's work on an individual,
而是见证神在一群弟兄姐妹我们身上的工作。
But also a testimony to God's work in a community of believers.
我是这群弟兄姐妹当中的一位。
I was one of a group.
是一同领受神恩典的一个群体当中的一员。
A member of a community that was receiving God's blessing.
我到伊萨卡担任这间教会的牧师已经快要15年了。
I've been the pastor of this church in Ithaca for almost 15 years.
但我的想法始终没有改变。
But my thinking has not changed.
我也是这个教会的一员。
I'm also a member of this church.
我也是这个信靠神的群体当中的 一小分子。
A part of a community that relies on God.
神使用弟兄姐妹们来帮助我更多成为一个真正敬虔的人。
God uses brothers and sisters to help me become a more sincere, godly man.
这是神所预备的恩典，也是我所需要的。
This is God's providing grace and what I truly need.
几个礼拜前的圣诞节，中文查经班的一些弟兄姐妹们给了我和我太太一张卡片。
A few weeks ago at Christmas, a few brothers and sisters from the Chinese Bible study gave me and my wife a card.
每个人写的话我们都非常珍惜。
We cherish the words from each person.
那其中有一位年轻的弟兄写了一句话。
Among them were the words from a young brother.
他说，能够有你们做我的家人和朋友真是有福。
He wrote, "Being able to have you as my family and friends is a true blessing."
我特别喜欢这句话。
I really like these words.
因为我最希望的就是我们在教会当中可以有这样的关系。
Because my greatest hope is that our church can have this kind of relationship.
像家人，像朋友。
So we can be like family and friends.
不只是弟兄姐妹与我，而是所有弟兄姐妹彼此之间都是如此。
So that our brothers and sisters can all be like this.
所以我希望大家不要只是主日来教会坐坐就走了。
So I don't want you to just come to a Sunday service and then leave.
一定要参加团契。
You must join a fellowship.
去参加团契，也不要只是一个礼拜见一次面，散会之后就走了。
And then joining a fellowship is also not just coming once and then leaving.
你要珍惜那些机会来与弟兄姐妹建立更深的关系，更深的彼此相交。
Instead, it's building relationship with brothers and sisters and having a deeper fellowship with each other.
多参加祷告会。
And coming to prayer meetings more.
更多了解别人的情形，也更多分享你自己带祷的需要。
Also means understanding other people's situations more and sharing your own prayer needs more.
也允许别人更常来到你的家。
And inviting others to your home.
了解你真实的情形，你所面对的挑战。
Allows them to understand your life and the challenges you face.
允许别人更多知道你的需要你的软弱。
Allow other people to know your needs more and your weaknesses more.
也允许别人来真诚的关心你。
Allow others to really care for you.
让别人有机会来扶持你、督促你、劝勉你，甚至责备你。
And to have the opportunity to support you, to watch over you, to encourage you, and even to correct you.
所以在这新的一年的开始，希望每个人都认真的想一想。
So in the beginning of this new year, I hope that every person can seriously consider.
你希望有一个蒙福的人生吗？
Do you hope to live a blessed life?
你希望有一个更加蒙福的家庭吗？
Do you want to have a more blessed family?
记得今天从诗篇128篇所谈的三个重点。
Remember our three points from Psalm 128.
首先是问问自己是否具备蒙福之人的特质，就是敬畏耶和华，遵行他的道。
First, ask yourself if you have the qualities of a blessed person, fearing the Lord and walking in His ways.
其次是问问自己是否只羡慕在日常生活当中最平凡的事情上经历神的祝福。
Next, ask yourself if you desire to experience God's blessings in the ordinary things of daily life.
最后是问问你自己是否愿意和一群弟兄姐妹在主里面有更深的相交。
Finally, ask yourself if you are willing to have closer fellowship with brothers and sisters and to let God use them to help you be a more godly person.
让神使用他们来帮助你成为更加敬虔的人。
I'll let them help you grow in the Lord.
现在才12:10。
Now it's 12:10.
我跟我太太说这个礼拜我觉得信息太短了。
I told my wife that my sermon was too short this week.
我在想是不是要再多写一两页。
So I decided to write a few more pages.
他说没有关系，短大家都很开心的。
But my wife said no problem, everyone will appreciate it.
现在真的是很短。
So really, it is quite short.
我想有一个好的机会。
But I still have a good opportunity.
这是临时的想法。
To
我们有点时间，我们大家聊聊。你就是可以就近转过身啊，或者什么，你们三四个人，大家聊聊呀。Yeah.
Just talk about your lives in groups of three.
分享你的近况。如果说有些坐在附近的全部都是不是基督徒的话，那有些基督徒可以过去帮忙支援一下。
If there's some people who are not Christians around you, please go over and talk with them and welcome them.
我们可以更深的彼此相交。你们愿意的话，也可以彼此代祷，但是不勉强。
So let's just enjoy the fellowship of God, and if you want to, you can also pray.
我们有至少10分钟。
Let us have 10 minutes.
Great job.